Locker Room Chats cruise along here on a Thursday night. It's Brandon Tabman with you. We're talking Jeff West, and we got the girls coach Justin Schwinn joining us for a few minutes, brought to you by Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. A couple games to kind of dissect, coach, and then the busy week will continue as you get a pair of games tonight and tomorrow as well. But let's go back to last Friday on the road at Riley County. You and the boys getting a sweep there, and a Riley County team that's in the mix in the Big East and a ranked team right now. So you look at a 50-43 win on the road, I would think probably the longest road trip of the season, but a big win nonetheless.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a good game for us. We came out, we played pretty loose and played hard. Got some good looks and knocked some shots down. We shot the ball pretty well that night. Defensively, I thought we were aggressive, and Riley County is a solid team, so that was a good victory for us.
Yeah, I kind of felt like you needed to keep that momentum. You know, everybody that plays Silver Lake right now is not having a great time, and you saw Silver Lake Tuesday night, and they're the number one team in 3A for a reason. You know, 62-24, I mean, ultimately, what do you take away from a game like that?
Well, it was a rough night. Silver Lake's very good, and last night we were not very good, and they move, and they've got a lot of speed on the floor, and we struggled with that. Our shooting was off, and we turned the ball over too many times, especially against a team that can put it in the basket and serves the ball like Silver Lake does.
So you get two more games this week. You get, you know, a game against Wellsville next week, and then the week after that you get into the midseason tournament. But this is a busy week for you guys with not only that game Tuesday night against Silver Lake, but you go back-to-back Thursday, Friday, starting, you know, Thursday night at home against St. Mary's, a team that's just trying to find a way right now. And then you turn around and go to the Roundhouse. Hiawatha on Friday. We'll have it on KNZA Friday night, but a Hiawatha team that is as good as any right now. I mean, you take away Silver Lake, they're probably the best team in the league right now. They have been so good. But St. Mary's Thursday, Hiawatha Friday. Just talk about this two-game stretch to close out the week.
Yeah, this is we've had 2 weeks in a row. We've had three games in a week, and this is the second week, and the last week was a good week for us. And this week, obviously, you just got to take one game at a time, and then last night did not go the way we wanted it to. So we've got a rebound Thursday, tomorrow, and do what we need to do against St. Mary's. And then you're right, Hiawatha's had a heck of a year. Looking forward to the challenge, as we always will.
So when you look at these two teams, St. Mary's and Hiawatha, record-wise, completely opposite. St. Mary's, again, they lost a lot from last year. They're just playing a lot of young kids, trying to find their way, don't have a ton of wins. Hiawatha, on the other end, is ranked, has been arguably, outside of Silver Lake, the best team in the league. As a coach and your staff, is it a challenge, you know, because, you know, it's easy for high school kids to maybe look at a record and be like, oh, you know, we're going to beat this team. But just keeping the mind right and focused on the game Thursday and not looking ahead to Friday against Hiawatha.
Oh, you're absolutely right. It's one game at a time. And records, you can throw them out the window. You look at a game and you have to go in and compete and win and do your job. And so if we have to improve on ourselves and focus on ourselves, and then if we do that, then I think good things are going to happen for us, regardless of who we're playing. So if we keep working, we've got to grow up and learn to play together. And I have a lot of confidence in this group and look forward to what we're going to do moving forward.
Yeah, busy times ahead, no doubt. Jeff West girls basketball coach Justin Schwinn joining us here again. A win against Riley County Friday, lost to Silver Lake Tuesday, and now they go back-to-back Thursday at home against St. Mary's. Friday on the road at Hiawatha. We'll have those games Friday at Hiawatha on KNZA as well as the Hiawatha channel. Well, Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. We'll see you Friday at the Roundhouse.
Well, appreciate it, Brandon. Thank you.